Yo, I can't speak. I pace around my lab of law, sir. Labyrinth walker, mad distraught, ragged author. When I spit in the cue, sense of perversions aroused. I don't take steps, I surf on the ground. Floating phantom-like, students, are you dusted? Affirmative pal, lurking about with bizarre posture and a permanent scowl. Yo, I hit this world with an alien set of attacks, kid. Menacing cap, staggering towards the medicine cabinet. Where's the orphanage? Prepare to forfeit. Spaced out paranormalist rent. Hack vomit from my throat, that's when I true speak. I interpret knowledge that's encoded in the moonbeam. It's the ill incantations I sing to perform the latter. Since all my close acquaintances think in distorted patterns, and so do I. My physical decays, but then my soul survives and flows amidst the relics and monoliths from the olden time.
Archaic anthropomorphic shadows phase out and in the view of mystery school of dying fish, blissfully drowning in the pool. If they show themselves as solar cells abound, a cloud comes into view. Light obscured by tidal swords forged with aphotic principles, adrift in a vortex attached to a labyrinth and loop. We swim aloof along the current, spiraling in concentric swoops, where we stock up on weapons supplied by the lovely retinue to destroy the false worlds that blossom from the pretense of truth. We tend the garden to keep the cell against intact as the artificial walls within the halls of the authentic crack. My mind is warped, you cannot find my orphanage or maps. Those not made of shadow cannot walk where that dimension's at. I take offense to that, don't trespass on my property. You'll get vacuumed by a photic V, torn apart atomically, swirling towards the core on a disorienting odyssey, drawn and corded as if by insobinors for finest steeds.